I do not believe that it is a wise policy to set a specific date for withdrawal from Iraq. I do believe it makes sense to begin to redeploy our forces sometime this year. Therefore, I will support the Levin Amendment. That is the right policy, I believe, for the following reasons. Number one, our military commanders have made clear that is their intention. In fact, the news this morning says in a headline, U.S. military to send equipment home. The story goes on to say the U.S. military has begun sending thousands of Humvees and other war equipment home as more Iraqi units join the fight. The move also anticipates the number of American troops in Iraq will decline. Is anybody suggesting our military is engaged in a cut-and-run strategy? I don't think so. It's not a cut-and-run strategy. It has been the long-term plan to begin to redeploy this year. Number two, the President has repeatedly said, we will stand down as the Iraqis stand up. Well, according to the administration, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have now stood up. It is time for us to begin to redeploy. That does not constitute a cut-and-run approach, but simply common sense. Third, Iraq is ultimately the responsibility of the Iraqis. We cannot forever do the job for them. They must defend their own freedom. Number four, there are other priority threats that require our attention, including the worldwide Al-Qaeda conspiracy, North Korea nuclear weapons and missile development, and Iranian nuclear development. For those reasons, I support a policy of beginning to redeploy our forces in Iraq this year, but without a specific timetable or an arbitrary pace for reducing those troop commitments. That is the right policy. That is the policy outlined in the Levin Amendment.